Okay, I'm in still in the exhibition hall in the RDS. There's a great, great buzz, as you can probably hear in the background. And I'm at the Catholic Grandparents Association stand. I'm joined by Catherine Wiley, native of County Mayo. And Catherine is the founder of the, and the driving force really behind the Catholic Grandparents Association. So Catherine, tell me, what exactly is the Catholic Grandparents Association?
It's basically an association that's been set up to help grandparents to pass on the faith and to value them and to support them in that role.
And what sort of things do you do?
We organise a grandparents' pilgrimage every year at Knock. The second Sunday this year, it's on the 9th of September. We organise children's prayer appeal, where children write beautiful prayers, pouring out their love for their grandparents all over the country. And they go out to Knock and they get blessed to the offertory masses. We have grandparents' days in schools now, and during every Catholic week, there's a grandparents' day in school. And of course, the Pope wrote a prayer for us, and we promote that prayer far and wide. It's the most wonderful prayer for grandparents.
How did you persuade the Pope? The Pope doesn't write prayers that often. How did you persuade the Pope to write a prayer for grandparents?
Truthfully, I wrote a couple of letters to the Vatican and I didn't get a reply. So I went. I went to the Pontifical Council for the Family, and I took with me some of the children's prayers from Ireland that they had written for their grandparents. And I said to the chap, I'm not sure that the Pope will ever have time to write the prayer, but I'd like you to see what the children of Ireland have written for their grandparents. And I was absolutely sure that if he saw the request, he would write the prayer. I never doubted it. And when he did see the request, he did write the prayer, and it's absolutely magnificent.
So you have now taken that prayer and you are spreading it all over the world.
Yes, the Catholic Grandparents Association grew out of the pilgrimage. I mean, grandparents came to me and said, it's no good just trying to meet once a year, we need to meet more than that. So there's pilgrimages all over the world, the Catholic Grandparents Association's now all over the world, and the Pope's prayer has been translated into every major language in the world. And you know, this is all thanks to the Irish grandparents. This is not a one-man band. Without the Irish grandparents and their love and their devotion and their willingness to do something to pass on the faith to their grandchildren, this wouldn't be happening, because they realise they need to do something.
Now, what you do for grandparents really is you encourage them, you nurture them, you resource them, and you feel you're a grandparent yourself. But you know, what is so special about the role of a grandparent in Irish families today?
I think that Irish families, like families all over the world, are broken and fragmented, and they're under fierce pressure. Mostly the parents, both of them are out at work, and the grandparents have taken over the role of looking after the children during the day. We're in a financial recession. Grandparents help out financially. Listen, they help out in every way, emotionally, physically, financially, but more importantly than anything else, they help out spiritually. And they don't realize what a resource they actually are. I maintain that if grandparents went on strike, the whole world would collapse in a heap. Truly.
Now, in part of your reasoning, I suppose, for putting the grandparents' pilgrimage together was that you felt that in a way the grandparents were the forgotten element in our church, in our faith. Is that right?
I do. I think that it was so obvious that they were overlooked. I think everybody went after the youth. Listen, there's no doubt at all that our church has been hammered lately, and the scandals have had disastrous results on the church. And When the church is weakened, society is weakened, and we need to build up the kingdom of God on earth genuinely. And there is nobody able to do that better than the grandparents.
Now, if people are listening and they'd like to get involved, what can anyone out there listening, grandparents in particular, how can they get involved in the organisation?
Well, first of all, they can come to the Grandparents' Pilgrimage on the 9th of September. There's so much they can do. We're in Westport and we're at Knock. We have two offices, one in Westport, one at Knock. They can contact us. They can start a branch in their parish. All they have to do is go and see their priest. Every bishop in the country is behind us. Cardinal Sean Brady launched it. We really are recognized at the highest level in the church. So, if you have a grandparents association in your area, in your parish, it's the most wonderful resource for grandparents. They can meet every month. They can pray for their grandchildren. They can share their anxieties. They can share their joys. They can work out small things to do. You'd be amazed at how important these meetings truly are.
It's almost like, finally, a support group for grandparents locally, but under the auspices of their faith.
Yes, and grandparents, they need each other right now. A lot of grandparents, Brenda, think they're failing. They really think they're failing. I feel like I'm failing myself. Some of my grandchildren are not baptized. Some of my own children have fallen away from the faith. And, nobody knows the anguish and the heartache that grandparents go through. A lot of grandparents are separated from their grandchildren. They're disconnected and they're wondering how in God's name they can reconnect. you know, and being a grandparent is a knot, knowing when to give advice, knowing when to give a helping hand, knowing when to step back when you're not wanted. They're just such a resource. They don't realize it themselves. So really, we've created tremendous awareness for what we call the vocation of grandparents. And the vocation of grandparents, the sacred responsibility is to pass on the faith to the grandchildren. And there's nobody better. They talk about the new evangelization. Grandparents are the natural evangelizers, and they're embedded in the heart of the family. Nobody can do it. Nobody wants to do it more than the grandparents.